You're tuned into 101.5 FM, Moreton Bay's own. And I'm Rosemary, and I'm thrilled to say that we have a special guest here with us today, Jonathan Davey. He's in the studio, and we are to honour and remember our servicemen and women, those who have served and those who are still serving. Jonathan is a veteran who has watched the difficulty some of his mates have had, transforming from military service into civilian life, struggling to cope with PTSD. Jono, welcome to our Remembrance Day show, honouring our past and present service personnel.
Thanks, Rosemary. It's great to be on 101.5 with an opportunity to extend a helping hand to those veterans out there.
Now, we know it's Jonathan, but we'll call you Jono because that's what everybody does. Jono, let's start with what you see is fairly simple but very successful solution to helping veterans struggling with PTSD. And what do you do about it?
Oh, look, that's a hard one. It depends where they are in their mental state. So for myself, it took me a few years before I was ready to open up. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it was to do with finding the right psychologist, someone you felt comfortable.
Yeah.
So I'd been given a, when we got out, a male psychologist, and that felt like I was talking to my father. And given that I was raised with a very old school dad, that didn't work. I needed a female that was roughly around mum's age, because it felt easier for me to talk to my mum mm-hmm. than to talk to my dad, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's amazing. And, Jonathan, with that thing, it's important to have that connection with the psychologist, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
if you don't have that.
No, you're not going to open up. No. You've got to feel comfortable. You've got to feel like, for myself, it wasn't the fact of telling them what I've done or what my issues are. It was the ability to feel as though I wasn't going to get judged or I wasn't going to be looked at differently because I have issues. Mm-hmm. So I needed that comfort level to be extremely high for me to open up. And to be honest, it was my partner who was the one who really pushed me to go get help.
Yeah.
Because she, you know, for a while there I was turning into exactly what my father would be, and it was very closed off emotionally and I didn't want that for my kids. And that was my, I guess, the biggest thing that made me get help was my family.
Yeah, and that female presence so close to you, Jonathan, I mean, it's hard on them as well. So isn't it good
that she
was able to push you in that right direction?
Yeah, she's been an amazing partner. She's stuck by me when I've had all my issues and I felt like I was alone.
Mm.
But then I always know that she's my safe place. I've always got the ability to talk to her whenever I need to, and that's been the changing point for myself.
Yeah, yep. And Jonathan, transition from soldier to mental health advocate. Tell us a bit about that. That's pretty important.
Oh, look, I needed something to do. I needed something to focus on because I wasn't able to work anymore. Mm-hmm. So once I got myself, you know, into a better spot, I guess, with my mental health, I turned and I went, you know, there's so many other veterans out there that we struggle in silence because It's what you get taught. You get, when you're in the army, you get taught not to say anything because you don't want to make your life harder within the army, and you just want to be able to do what you got to do. One of the biggest things that I felt when I was transitioning from soldier into civilian life was I felt like I'd failed, and not failed as in like I couldn't do the job, but it was I failed because I wasn't able to do the job anymore, and it wasn't my career path that I'd chosen to go out and do something else. I wanted to be in the army till the day I died, just, you know, but life had its curveballs thrown at me, and, you know, you got to learn to adapt. And my biggest thing was I felt like a failure, and that was a really hard thing to get over, was because I could no longer do the job that I really wanted to do.
Okay, and that's like a bit of a kick in the guts, isn't it?
Yeah, it was.
To put it bluntly. But, Jonathan, you turned that around.
So we turned it around
beautifully.
Yeah, okay? We've turned it around, and we're out there trying to, I guess, raise awareness for mental health within the veteran community. And, you know, like, we're only new, we're still in the process of becoming a full-blown non-for-profit charity, but once we receive that status, We're hoping to be able to reach more veterans, with our goal to be able to reach any veteran in Australia, bring them to Brisbane and take them out and let them do what we're doing, with the opportunity in a few extra years to reach out to emergency services as well.
Now, I'm going to break there for just a minute, because I want you to tell our listeners what you are doing, because there's a heap of other things that we need to talk about. So just tell me, when you get these guys coming from different parts of Australia, coming from down the road, who cares, what do you actually do with them?
So what we offer is through our organisation, let's call it that, is Big Red's Aussie Adventures. I'm Big Red. And what I do is I take veterans out for a free day on the water. Now, that could be fishing. It could be as simple as going over to the islands for a barbecue with their family. Mm. How I've explained it to people is they own my boat for the day. I just captain it. So whatever they want to do, it's completely free of charge to any single veteran that wants to be part of it. We do an interview on the boat that we film and we put it onto YouTube.
Yeah.
But that's with questions that I've sat down with my psychiatrist and psychologist to make sure that they wouldn't be triggering in any way.
Yep.
So it's just trying to highlight and let other veterans out there know that when you're struggling, there is people in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
And there
literally
is
in the same boat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pardon the pun.
No.
But it gives them that, I guess, light at the end of the tunnel, that there is people out there that are willing to help. You just might need to put your hand up.
Yeah, yeah. And what a great thing. You know, day on the water is always good fun.
It is. It's beautiful out there.
Yeah. Now, Jono, apparently about 13.5% of PTSD statistics. I mean, there's a gap in that traditional treatment programs for vets, isn't there?
So yeah. Oh, look, there definitely
is. There is an opportunity for somebody like you.
Yeah, like when we were looking at it, there is other, you know, organisations that focus around mental health within the veteran community by running veterans games. There's the Australian Gaming, Veterans Gaming, that do a lot of get-togethers to kind of bring back that camaraderie that the veterans
that
are missing.
They had, and they lived with that for so long.
That's one of the biggest statements that we get told is, thanks, bro. I really appreciate it today. And I'm like, we didn't catch any fish, mate. And he goes, it's not about that. He goes, I've got the ability to talk freely with you and you understand what I'm saying. It's
You're
not like, yeah, it. So I guess they feel a lot more comfortable. Mm-hmm. Like one of the blokes has never been to a psychologist or psychiatrist ever in his life.
Mm.
But his wife reached out to us after we'd taken him out and said, thank you so much. He is a totally different.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to get emotional, but it's been really beautiful. And it's on the, you know, on the, what do they call it, the backside of it. It's helped me with my mental health.
Absolutely.
To make me feel like I'm doing something and I haven't failed, if that makes sense. So
we are such complex people, but we're not. We're just fairly simple human beings.
We are. We all just need, you know, someone that cares and a bit of love.
Exactly. And, Jono, you know, the benefits of nature, I mean, it's stress reduction for one thing.
Yes.
Just for a normal person, it improves the mood and it's sort of, you're sort of out there in the environment. It's just good
fun. It is.
Fun.
Like, you get to see a wide range of different things out on the water as well. Like, you know, if we're inside the bay, 9 times out of 10, you get some dolphins that'll come up.
Yeah.
And some of the vets have never firsthand seen dolphins in real life.
Right there.
One of the videos that we're currently editing, the veteran has never seen a whale. On that day, the whale jumped up right in front of our boat and he lost it because he'd never seen such a monstrous animal get fully airborne out of the water. And like it was, we referred to it as, they're like swimming pools jumping out of the water. So it's magical. Like you can't pay for that kind of experience would be the word I'd say.
No. And so not only are you breaking the sort of isolation and the disconnection, they're missing that camaraderie that they've had in the military. I think it's like a kid going to boarding school.
Yeah.
You've got 100 friends on tap and then you leave boarding school and, hey, hang on, you know. You need to do it. So it's the same.
Yeah, like it's funny. We always, like when we were younger, we always referred to the army as like we're at high school but we got to play with weapons.
There you go.
Because you got to hang out with your mates. And they turned from being – like a work colleague to a brother.
Yeah.
Because you know that 110% that person standing next to you, to your right or to your left, they've got you no matter what.
They've got your back, yeah.
And it doesn't matter about anything else. It's we all served under one flag and we had one mission, was to go over, do our job and then come home safely and bring everyone home.
Yeah.
And that was something that, you know, has really stuck with a lot of vets, and they miss that camaraderie, that friendship that I know it sounds weird, but you just can't get in civilian life because you're not around the same people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So, like, it's amazing. Like, I've got mates that I will call to this day that I haven't spoke to in, you know, 9 to 12 months.
Mm.
The second I call them, it's like we spoke yesterday.
Exactly.
We give each other a quick update on how our life is, and then we're just back into talking absolute rubbish with each other about – nothing, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And Jono, the shared experiences that you've had with those guys, you're never going to share that with anyone else,
no,
are you?
No, so you're never going to, like, you know, you'll still have your best mates and stuff that you have from your civilian life or from high school, but the mateship that you're getting there is just, it's next
quite,
level.
Quite different, quite different. Just a couple of little bits. I mean, we could sit here and talk about it forever because there's so much that goes on in a soldier's life, and then so much more goes on when he comes back to civvies.
Yeah.
It's the amount of people. So come back to our boating again, which is really what you're putting your energies into right now. And that energy is like the ripple effect of a pond in the pool, Jono, because you're just dropping that little pebble in and you're just noticing those ripples that are going out, and it's basically all starting off from that one little boat ride, perhaps.
Well, like, it's been really amazing. When I first came up with the idea and I floated it to a few, you know, people that I know, they were like, mate, that sounds amazing. You know, you really got to do it because that's something that you could dedicate your time to.
Absolutely.
But the amount of people that have jumped on board to help us has been outstanding. Like, I call them my sponsors because they're there, they help me with in whatever way that they are able to do. Like, we've got Cafe Chieti, they let me take the veterans there, and we have a lunch before we go out on the boat so that it's not just rock up at the boat ramp, you have a handshake, get on the boat. We've already had a conversation about how the day will run, what's going to happen, and it gives the veterans that ability to get to know me a bit better over lunch and realise that I'm not so serious and that it's going to be just a day of enjoyment. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them have said, man, I really appreciate it, and it's been really good. You've got other companies that give us, you know, special fishing spots, and any fisherman out there knows you do not give out your marks.
Okay.
There is no way. they're more protected than anything.
Oh, there you go. So you managed to get some of those.
But a lot of the people, because of what we're doing, they've gone, hey mate, look, I understand that you like going offshore, but if you want to fish some areas in the bay, here are some marks that you can take the veterans to. Please don't overfish my mark.
No.
But here's somewhere you can take the old guys to, or the guys that aren't capable of standing up. One of our biggest advantages that we've just picked up is thanks to Bay Island Lifestyles down at Raby Bay, they've actually just released their wheelchair accessible boat.
Good Lord. Mm.
And it means now that the veterans don't need to be completely mobile.
Okay.
So they've given me free range to use that boat whenever I need to take out veterans that are, you know, restricted in a wheelchair so that they still get that same experience. And when we did I was invited as a special guest, which still doesn't sit right with me. I just think I'm a normal person that's out here helping everyone else like anyone else in the world would do. But when we got to go out and do the boat reveal for them, I actually took a veteran out that morning and he absolutely loved it. It was something that he hasn't done for 20 years.
Because
he wasn't able to, because he was stuck in a wheelchair. And I'm like, mate, you've got a seat any time you want.
Yeah.
Just let me know when you want to go.
Oh, wacko. Now, Jonathan, you've come up with some great ideas, but we haven't always followed through. But you have. You know, I mean, so many of us go, yeah, that'd be damn good. But damn good for who to do. But you're the one that's gone, yeah, it's going to be damn good, but I'm going to do it.
Look, so it's been difficult. It has. I won't lie. I'm not going to sit there and say it's been an easy road.
No.
But it's very rewarding to be able to walk away and notice that you've helped someone or you've changed their outlook on life. And that, I guess that's my biggest thing. I've sadly lost a lot of mates through mental health. People that know me really closely know that I also nearly lost family members. And that's why it needed to happen. That's why it needed to change. And look, you know, people say, but doesn't that bring up, you know, issues for yourself with your mental health? Yeah, it does. It 110% does. But as I tell everyone, our email, our social media, if you're struggling, reach out, because 9 times out of 10, someone is monitoring my stuff and they will personally call me and say, hey, dude, someone's reached out. You need to have a chat. Wow. And we've done that in the past and it's been amazing.
It's working though. I'm delighted, Jonathan. And listeners, we're just, both Jonathan and I are just having a moment here because this is really heart-wrenching stuff.
It is. It's
lovely.
It's amazing to help. And that's, that's my biggest thing. If you've got the ability to help someone,
Turn
around, help it. We're raising my children to be humble and kind because that's how I was raised. And, you know, Dad always said, if you succeed in life, you turn around and help that person behind you. They might need a hand up, they might be okay, but you offer your help. Because a lot of people out there, you don't know what everyone's going through. Everyone goes through their own different trauma, their own issues. So it's just easier to help than it is to put people down is how I look at it.
Absolutely beautiful. Jonathan, before I let you go, is there something that you'd like to say to your fellow veterans and also their families, just something lovely that might stick with them or might help them turn that corner that is going to change their lives?
There is always a better option than a going down a dark road. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. I understand it's going to be tough. It's hard to deal with your feelings, and it's a lot harder for men to be vulnerable. But I can promise you that if you put yourself out there and you're vulnerable and you tell people exactly how you're feeling, you'll get so much support and so many people that'll help. And if they don't, guys, we're here for you. Reach out to us on any of our social network and we'll help as best we can.
It's been a pleasure, Jonathan, as it has been in the last few times that we have spoken. And this is probably a time around Remembrance Day that we, all of us, need to think a whole lot about our soldiers and our returned soldiers and even the old diggers that were out there a long, long time ago. And listeners, if you'd like to hear a little bit more about Jonathan's trips and all they do, you can certainly get onto a website. Jonathan Davey, thanks so much for joining 101.5 today. And I love the fact that you're out there helping veterans as citizens understand their struggles and a little more as well. Thanks for your service to our country, Jonathan. Thank you for every military service personnel who has ever served or are serving, and for the sacrifices that they make each day of the week. And let me include their families in that, Jonathan, because lest we forget, hey?
That's it, lest we forget.
Thank you, Jonathan.
No, thank you.
And you can learn a little bit more about Jono's fishing trips, you can go to b.r.a.a.86. Now, if you go on there, that's the socials, and I'm sure you can find out a whole lot more.